Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
This devotional was written by Jim Stovall and read by Amy Large. No more excuses. Our scripture today is Isaiah 1, verse 10, and verses 16 through 20. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Listen to the teaching of our God, you people of Gomorrah. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good. Seek justice, rescue the oppressed, defend the orphan, plead for the widow. Come now, let us argue it out, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they should be like snow. Though they are red like crimson, they should become like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good things of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. During the four decades in which I was a college professor, I heard all of the excuses. Students could not come to class, could not complete their assignments, could not do the things they were supposed to do, and that I knew that they could do, all because of, well, fill in the blank. Numerous times I asked the students, no matter what their failings, to stop offering me excuses. The excuses did me no good, and they were certainly not doing the students any good. And yet the excuses continued no matter how much I asked them to stop. In truth, however, I am no better than many of my students. I am an expert at making excuses for myself. There's always a reason why I can't do as I should. I have a whole list. That's the way I am. That's the way my parents raised me. I don't have it in me. I don't know how. In this passage of Scripture, God, speaking through the prophet Isaiah, is clear and refreshingly direct. If anything, he sounds a little like an exasperated teacher. No more excuses. Wash yourselves and make yourselves clean. Remove the evil things from your life. Do the right thing. If there is something that we need to talk about, God says, then let's talk. Let's argue it out. It is a direct challenge to all of our excuses. If I get into an argument with God, I'm pretty sure I know who's going to win that one. And then God offers us a promise of forgiveness. If we will do the things that he asks, our sins will be washed away. What thing on earth can we want more than to have our sins forgiven, to be in the presence of the God who loves us, and to know his Spirit and his grace more fully? What excuse can we offer for rejecting that? Let's pray. Our Father, help us to accept the commandment to put aside our excuses so that you can forgive our sins and that we can experience your love and grace. Amen.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.